This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll know in about half an hour how much money Campbell's Soup made last quarter. We'll also may hear more from the company on its move toward the veggie. It's bought up companies like the smoothie company Bolthouse Farms, and now Campbell's has joined what's called the Plant-Based Foods Association. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports.
Anna Thomas isn't vegetarian, but she did win a James Beard Award for her vegetarian cookbook, Love Soup.
The title is a command. You're an idiot if you don't love soup. Anyway.
She likes to cook from scratch, but...
You know, there are other people who may just want to buy something that's ready in a can. And if they have the option of buying something that's a plant-based product, good for them.
I think that that's where we're seeing this industry going, and Campbell's has been really on the forefront.
Jenny Zegler of research firm Mintel says the plant-based processed food sector is growing fast and that Campbell's is smart to build out that part of its business. Michelle Simon of the Plant-Based Food Association says other so-called big food companies who rely heavily on meat have been approaching her group as well.
A lot of the conventional food players are scrambling right now because they have a business model that is becoming outdated.
Simon says she doesn't care if those companies are just chasing profits. She'll take anything that inches them toward a more sustainable, plant-based food system. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.